From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, August 19th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by the Dempsey Challenge. Run, walk, or bike this September to help the Dempsey Center support those impacted by cancer. DempseyChallenge.org. And Douglas Ridge, a Unity Technologies eco-conservation subdivision in Brunswick, committed to net zero home design. More at douglasridge.com.
Maine Governor Janet Mills says she'll call lawmakers back to the State House next Monday for a special session to consider four bond proposals totaling $163 million in borrowing for the November ballot. Mal Leary has more.
Governor Mills says her decision to call a special legislative session comes after consultation with legislative leaders. The largest proposal is $105 million for transportation projects. A $23 million economic development bond would be primarily aimed at broadband expansion, with $4 million each for workforce development and modernizing National Guard facilities. Mills is also proposing a $15 million environment and energy bond for pollution cleanup and energy efficiency loans. The fourth bond, $20 million, would go toward conservation projects under the Land for Maine's Future program. Once in session, lawmakers can take up bills not included by the governor in her proclamation, but Democratic leaders say they will oppose efforts to introduce other matters. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
Treated municipal sludge has been included in some compost sold in Maine. Sludge has been restricted from use in farm fields following concerns about the product's potential for chemical contamination. The Portland Press-Herald reports, though, that state regulators have allowed roughly a dozen operations to use sludge in compost, despite concerns about the presence of PFAS chemicals in similar uses. Department of Environmental Protection officials and composting facility representatives are assuring people the products in question are safe. Environmental regulators and a state task force formed by the governor are currently examining how to handle the chemicals. Some studies have linked the chemicals to various health problems. Maine will invest almost $6 million in federal money in community health centers and other institutions to try to fight the state's opioid abuse crisis. A little more than half the money from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services will go to Maine General Medical Center in Augusta, Maine Health in Portland, and Penobscot Community Health Center in Bangor for prevention, treatment, and recovery programs. And gas prices are still dropping in Maine, according to the tracking website, GasBuddy.com. GasBuddy's report says gas prices dropped 2.8 cents a gallon, averaging 260. In weather tonight, thunder ending early with skies clearing. We'll have some valley fog, lows in the mid-50s to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny with a few clouds in the north and mountains, much less humid with highs in the 80s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with some showers and thunder, highs in the 70s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit MainePublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock, where we'll talk about kids, anxiety, and depression in Maine. I'm Nora Flaherty.